Verizon's plan before the State Public Service Commission introduces language by which Verizon could discontinue its current landline service in certain areas and instead offer a wireless service known as VoiceLink as the sole voice service. Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson says he wrote to the PSC this week urging it to reject Verizon's request.
Well, I just have real concerns about this concept that we are going to take options away from customers that are really accustomed to having a traditional landline type of setup in their homes and in their businesses. I'm concerned that in weather emergencies, we may have remote areas that cannot access the 911 system or other emergency responses. I'm concerned that a cost on businesses could be applied that can make it more expensive to do business here in New York State, which is something we definitely don't want to do.
He says he also is concerned about senior citizens who do not want to lose their landlines. Overall, Gibson says VoiceLink needs more study. John Bonomo is spokesman for Verizon.
We will be responding to Representative Gibson to further explain the benefits of voice-only VoiceLink service, and it is voice-only service, and really to correct any misconceptions that he and his staff may have regarding the service and our plan.
And he addresses Gibson's concern about 911 service.
With regard to 911 service, VoiceLink will provide your exact address and your phone number to first responders. So it will act much as it does with a copper line or a normal landline telephone service.
He says the VoiceLink service would be provided over a wireless network, which he says has proven to be extremely reliable and, in storms, restored more quickly than a copper line. Yet Gibson is not convinced.
You know, I have already made the decision that I think that it's not in the best interest of my constituents and not in the best interest of the business community in my district. And without further study and other options put forward, I couldn't support the current proposal.
Gibson says he has not come across anyone in his district who supports the VoiceLink proposal.
The only people that seem to really be excited about the VoiceLink system is Verizon, which obviously stands to save a great deal of money and make a great deal of profit on this.
Gibson's district includes most of Dutchess County and parts of Putnam. Verizon's Bonomo insists the VoiceLink plan is an option that no one would be forced to switch, even if Verizon deems the switch to be in the customer's best interest.
For those voice-only customers of ours who have had chronic telephone service problems that we have not been successful in repairing, this will really be a welcome relief for them.
He adds that people whose wireless signals could not support VoiceLink, as well as those with Life Alert or home monitoring systems, could not make the switch. The PSC, meanwhile, is holding a public hearing Saturday in Ocean Beach in Suffolk County to hear from customers in Western Fire Island and others on their evaluation of VoiceLink as an alternative to landline service. The PSC approved temporary use of VoiceLink during the summer months on Western Fire Island, where the copper lines were destroyed by Superstorm Sandy. The PSC recently extended the public comment period to September 13th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.